Journalism Sports Talk with your host, Terrell Jenkins.
Welcome back. It's been a hot minute. March is always a tough month for me, you know. My mama Dukes, you know what I'm saying? But yo, it feels so good. Let me get comfortable real quick, because it feels so good to be doing something that I love doing. You know what I mean? So first and foremost, thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, at Relism Pod on Twitter, and you can also check out Relism Sports Talk on Facebook. Yes. And oh man, it feels so good to be back in this beast show. Oh man, the producer, you know, he doing this baseball thing. Speaking of which, that's why I got my baseball hat on. Major League Baseball just started, you know what I'm saying? So I figured my team would be out of it soon, so I better rock a Mets hat now. The Yankees and Dodgers will be in the World Series. I mean, I think that's pretty much what it looks like. And that's our baseball talk. Because you know I got love for the GOAT over there, the Black Mamba, the GOAT, I said. And also, Big Al, of course. And all the love right there for my mama. Because in case y'all forgot, because it's been a minute, on Relism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent, which I still got the Local Talent Tuesdays up there. Don't forget about it. If you ain't checked out none of the episodes, check it out. Quality young people out here. And more to come, more to come. We had to take a little break, but more's on the way. More's on the way. So those are the local talent to the big time storylines. And the big time storylines are definitely both men's and women's Final Four. Man, they've been captivating. All kinds of big time storylines throughout the whole thing. You know, we can just go through the names, which we will. You know, the names of different people and everything. Oh, man, so we're definitely going to hit on that. The NBA doing their playoff push now. Teams are coming in there. Teams are ready. Teams are getting... Joel Embiid is back. Oh, that's crazy. It makes for pure entertainment. I can't wait. NFL draft is right around the corner. We've seen some crazy trades. We've seen some free agent moves that impact so many different things. And especially on the fantasy front. So, you know, I'm a champion too. So, another championship. So, stay tuned for future episodes of Fantasy Talk. You know what I mean? We'll get to all that. And then the way I'm... Oh, no. I almost forgot because I'm so pumped up about it. The two-day showing of WrestleMania. That's right. I love wrestling. WrestleMania is going to be pumping. So I'll give a couple thoughts on that. We'll go through a couple things. And then I'll finish the show. I'm not going to bombard everybody because it's just me. But when I get some more people on here, we'll really dive into it. But I'm going to end the show with LeBron making it so easy for me to continue to hate. You know what I mean? I got the true love. But for him... He makes it too easy for me to clown on him. He makes it too easy. So, as I take a sip of my beverage to enjoy my weekend coming up, because it's star-studded everywhere. We didn't even get to the baseball stuff, hockey playoffs around the corner, the United Football League, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things that go on, but I don't have all that time to cram it all in. So we're going to start with the biggest thing. The game is on probably right now. I haven't checked it out, so I'm going to check it out when I get done with this. But the women's Final Four, we start with the women. We start with the women because we have a team in South Carolina undefeated again. Yeah, they lost. They lost last year to Caitlin Clark and everything. But let me just say something about Dawn Staley. I don't want to hear nothing about they load up, recruited all. I'm not saying they got no scrubs. But when UConn was getting all this stuff, UConn would get all the recruits. They would get all the people all the time. All the people on the bench would be getting drafted all early. I'm not saying she don't get no super teams, but like she coaches the heck out of these teams. She's changed the culture of South Carolina. And I'm happy to say, yes, she went to UVA. Yes, and I remember what? Dawn Staley, baby. So big ups to Dawn Staley. I hope they can do it this year. I really do. I'm pulling for him. they're playing a team in NC State who's already beat number one seed, beat a number two seed. You know, many people didn't think they'd be there. Kind of like their fellas on the other side, which is crazy. Which is crazy. They got men's and women's in the Final Four. What a year for that university. You know what I'm saying? Anybody but Duke of Carolina. So I'm good with that. I'm good with that. But the NC State women, hey, don't sleep. Because I've seen South Carolina struggle against some teams. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep their foot on it, man. Don't take things for granted. But getting to the big game. I mean, South Carolina could lose. But getting to the game later. We got UConn, who is always there. It's the ultimate villain for me. I can't stand UConn. Going against that girl, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark. I mean, she is box office showtime. She is doing things out here. It's not just her shooting from half court. It's not just that. I mean, she does everything. She passes the ball well. And I don't think people understand how good she passes the ball. She passes the ball extremely well. Paige Beckers, they both came out at the same time. You know what I'm saying? They both came in the college at the same time. So I remember when Paige Beckers, before she got hurt, people were looking at her like she might be the best. She might be the best women's player ever. You know what I mean? So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how it goes. I can't wait to watch it. The women's Final Four, the women's tournament has been great. But they're full of showtime players, you know, showtime players. Iowa, LSU, that was a great game. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen with that. On the men's side, we got UConn trying to go back to back. So it's not one thing that on the women's side, team trying to go undefeated again, you know, through the regular season, but now they're trying to get through there. Through the Final Four and stay undefeated. But UConn, they try to go back to back. Nobody's done that since Florida. You know what I'm saying? Joakim Noah. Big Al Horford out here. You know what I'm saying? And then they had, what was the other bug's name? Corey, I forget his name. I forget a little slim dude. Corey Brewer, that's his name, Corey Brewer. But yeah, man, this UConn team, they know their roles, it seems like. They know their roles in them. You know, I mean, they're confident. Their coach is confident. They're confident. But does Bama have a shot? I mean, Bama, shoot, honestly, I might have had Bama losing in the first round. Honestly. But then again, my bracket got like 9% right. So don't listen to me on that. But I'll tell you what I see from the eye test. See, I'm an eye test guy. I'm not a stat guy. I'm an eye test guy. So when I watch Bama, yeah, we see Sears, point guard. Sears is a beast. He's a beast. He's like that engine that keeps going. But I'll tell you what, if Alabama has any shot to win, and I saw this in the last game they played, Grant Nelson, I call him Baby Bird. He looks like a Larry Bird. Three-time player of the year, North Dakota State, transferred up here. I'm wondering if he just don't want to step on people's toes or what, but I seen his skill set. My man coming down the court, dribbling, crossing up people, busting threes, playing defense. He needs to just like, look, I need to take over. Just like Connect did for Tennessee. Just because you transferred from a smaller school to a bigger school, you're there for a reason. You're there for a reason. Hey, this ain't no better time to do it right now on this platform. Alabama, Final Four, Grant Wilson, Baby Bird. He got the little mustache. I'm not being racist because he's white, but he got the little weird games. I like him. Give me a break. I like him. But if Alabama's going to do it, I think he has to have a big game. I think Sears will do his part. But I think Grant Nelson is a guy that can do some different things, get people in foul trouble, you know, play some defense. He can pass the ball. He can do everything. And I think it's going to translate to the NBA. Speaking of ones that I don't think is going to transfer to the NBA, our two-time player of the year, Zach Edey, a.k.a. is Purdue, a.k.a. UVA from a few years ago, losing to a 16 seed, and then they come back. He said, I come back for a reason. And he might be coming back for a reason. I mean, they there right now. But I'll tell you what, you know, I love music. I love everything. But hey, Mr. DJ. And they got two of them. They got DJ Burns out here doing old man rec center, grown man ball, curling the junk up, rolling over, rolling the ball off his feet. I mean, this guy's doing things. He is doing things. And then you got DJ Horn, who is that adrenaline rush. He just rushing, he just 100 miles an hour, making plays for that team. And they got some other players on the team. It ain't just them. They got two other big men in the dope and another guy. I mean, NC State, they were just close to missing the tournament. They were going to miss the tournament. And now they can win this month. I mean, it's crazy out here. It's been so fun. March Madness has been so fun. I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite sporting event. And people think I'm crazy when I say that. I got it over the Super Bowl, unless my team is ever in it. But we know that ain't going to happen. So this is my favorite sporting event, even though my team, my basketball team would never be in there either. So it doesn't matter. But I love watching. I love learning about other players. I love learning about their adventures and their life and things that they went through to get to that point. You know what I'm saying? This great stuff, man. I love that. That's real life. You know what I mean? That's what the college game gives you, is real life. Sometimes now that with the betting and everything going on, you never know what's real and what's fake. That's the type of people I hate. Oh, if it real, can you? Anyway. But yeah, man. So the Final Fours. Final Fours, classic. I think it's going to be great. Mixed in with WrestleMania too, which we'll get to in a little bit. But sticking with the round ball, sticking with the round ball. And let's pause for a quick second for everybody listening on Spotify so I can get an advertisement in there. You know what I'm saying? NBA basketball. I'll tell you what, it has been more enjoyable to watch this year than, I mean, I kind of cut back a little bit. You know what I mean? Which I think other people had too, but there's a lot of parody, a lot of different things going on, a lot of different big-time storylines going on, you know. So we look at the East. Let's start with the East first. We start with the East, and we see Boston out here. Boston has been the team from beginning to end, it seems like. You know, Milwaukee had a little flirtatiousness when they got the Dame trade, you know what I mean? So Milwaukee's still finding their way, but I'll tell you what, don't sleep on them. I think those are the two teams that are just a little bit head and shoulders above the rest. Because when you look at the people below them, Cleveland is just a head scratcher to me. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, I don't know. One day he looks like he's like the man. And the next thing is like, where's your confidence at, man? What's going on? You know what I mean? So then we look at Orlando. These guys are young. They are Pablo is a man. Pablo is a man out here. And I think they're just a year or two away and maybe one free agent veteran type dude to be in there. But they're young. Young. And they're young in Orlando, Florida. Be careful. Be careful. Then you got the Knicks. Everybody thinks, what's the Knicks finally? The Knicks year. The Knicks are, we're back. We're back. And you make a trade. You know, you get dude from Toronto and then Zach Randolph. But Julius Randle gets hurt. And people are like, oh, it's over now. I don't know. Y'all might be better without him. Because I've always said I think he's overrated. I thought RJ Barrett was vastly overrated. I mean, you're getting rid of two guys that are massively overrated. And you're still around. You're still doing things. You're still around. But I don't think you can get over the hump to beat Milwaukee or Boston. And that goes with the Pacers also. I like the Pacers squad. You know, getting Siakam mixed with Halliburton. That's a good little mix. You know, you got Miles down there below. But just imagine if they would have never traded. My man, they traded to the Kings. Sabonis. If he just stayed there. People had Sabonis. And then he just turned into Sabonis. But I think that they're, you know, they're just one of them teams that's going to flirt with you a little bit. They might win a first round series. Who knows? But I just don't think that they can get to Boston or Milwaukee either. I just don't see it. But I'll tell you the two scariest teams in the East, though. Two scariest teams because they have that pedigree. They have that mindset. And they have a former MVP. So when we look at it, we look at Philadelphia is back. And before Joel Embiid got hurt, people were saying he going to win MVP again. They were doing all these things. But while he was hurt, Maxey showed you why Harden could leave. Maxey's one of them dudes. His name is Maxey. He makes a lot of buckets, yo. Remember that song? Maybe I'm too old. Y'all might not remember that song. Anyway, didn't you pick up Buddy Hield? You know what I'm saying? You pick up Fat Lowry. You got some players, and then Embiid coming back. Yeah, he's going to knock some rust off or whatnot, but playoffs are right around the corner. He might be in time, and I'll tell you, that team, Boston or Milwaukee, does not want to play them in the first round. in the first round, they don't have Doc Rivers back there coaching no more. He's coaching Milwaukee. Imagine if Philadelphia played Milwaukee. I'd be scared for Milwaukee because of your coach. Nick Nurse has proved that he can win. Sure, he had Kawhi Leonard, but yeah, Fat Lowry in Siakam. I mean, Valanciunas. I mean, whatever. And then the other team is, of course, down there in South Beach, Miami Heat. They showed you what they could do. they've been showing you what they can do. For the past 3-4 years, Miami and Boston seem like they're always close. They're always close. Milwaukee, too, but they got to the mountaintop. But Miami is another team. I wouldn't want to play them in the first round just because it's Miami and what they've done psychologically, especially with Boston. Boston, you have had a tremendous team. Now you done paid. You done paid Jaylen Brown. And it's supposed to be Tatum's turn. We'll see how that's going to go. But I like it. I like the way it's going to look. I hope they don't play in the first round like Boston, Milwaukee. I hope they don't play Philadelphia or Miami just because I want that to be like the final four teams or something like that. Because that's going to be tons of big-time storylines. Because I don't think the rest of the teams really matter. I think they're just going to knock each other around. I mean, they can't win it all. None of them four teams. Actually, five teams. None of them five teams can. But now going to the West, the wild, wild, wild West. I remember last year we had Sacramento at the top. We had Memphis up there. We had all these teams. It's like, what the world? They came around. Now we got, you know, we got Minnesota Timberwolves, number one seed right now. Ant, he's like that. Ant's like that. Yes, he is. We'll see. I don't know if Big Cat's coming back or not, but I don't know. But they've been killing without him, to tell you the truth. It looks like Ant's more free to do the things he wants to do. Hint, 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 hint. We'll see how that goes. But, of course, Denver, the reigning defending champions. Yeah, I gave it to you far into the bench, Nico and Jimmy. I gave it to you. They look okay. They look good. They look like the same team. They look like the same team. And then below them, well, before we get to below them, they better watch out for the two teams that's right there. Because I'll tell you what. If Phoenix happens to play Denver in the first round, Denver don't want that. Not saying that they would lose necessarily, but Phoenix seems to have some kind of a number on them, man. And then Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant. Yeah, they haven't lived up to the hype of what we thought they were going to be, but they're still them guys, dude. They're still them guys. And then my other team to watch out is the Clippers. The Clippers had a hot streak, and people was like, yo, they going to come out. Then they tumbled off a little bit, da-da-da-da-da. But I'm telling you, if they're right, watch out. Watch out if they're right. The rest of the teams, I'm like, Dallas. You're just one of them teams. Dallas. Lakers. You're nothing ever. You're never going to be any organization anymore until LeBron goes. And we'll get to that later on. And then, sorry, Darren. Sorry, Tyler. But Golden State's over. It's over for Golden State. No more. You got Klay out here worrying about the other team with the shirts on with the Rockets. We worried about that. We mad. Why don't you make a three? You mad about your contract. Oh, Draymond got money. I didn't get money. Make some threes then. Make something. Do something, sir. Do something. Draymond Green fighting every day. He fighting like Anthony Mason back in the day. I mean, Draymond. I mean, how long are they going to let this dude go around? How long are you going to let you go around? I guess, I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, they feeding into all this other crap. Why y'all feeding into all this other crap for? We're going to eliminate the Rockets. Ha 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 ha, we're going to eliminate you. It's the damn Rockets, bro. The Rockets weren't even supposed to be relevant right now. I'm trying to give you none of that. Y'all, why don't you be somebody that matters? You're still fighting for the play-in game. The play-in? You still got Steph Curry out here being Steph Curry. And you in the play-in? Y'all better stop playing. Play-in team. Whack. Sorry, Darren. But the two teams that I feel like could surprise some people and go on a roll, It's just because they might not know no better. Oklahoma City has so much talent. And Shea? I mean, if it's not the Joker or Jason Tatum, Shea's right there for MVP. I don't care what nobody says. He's right there with them for MVP. Simple as that. And they got some players. They're well coached. This team could be scary. And in a 7-game series, this young team running up and down the floor, older teams like Denver, the Lakers, the Clippers, the older teams, they don't want to play with that. They don't want to play that style. They do not want to handle that. They don't want to match up with that. And then the other one is the Pelicans. Zion lost some weight, stopped having babies. He's out here doing things. B.I., if he comes back healthy, you know what I'm saying? And you got CJ out there. This team has some talent. They have talent, and they've beaten the big dogs this year already. I'd be scared to play them in the first round. Not saying that anybody would lose to them, but they could take a toll on you to get to the next round. You know what I mean? So situations like that is what it's all about. Certain matchups make fights. So speaking of fights, let me cut in real quick. Do not buy this man Mike Tyson Paul fight. They tried to hype it up like, oh, he's getting it. Oh, Tyson's gonna kill. It's an exhibition. They just gonna take your $79.99 and laugh at your behind. So you better watch it for free on YouTube 30 minutes later. I mean, it's just gonna be an exhibition, dude. Ain't nothing crazy gonna happen. I mean, if they do something, they planned it. They might wrestle and wrestle around and do something. They might go to the mat. Oh my God, look how crazy both of them are. It's all to sell and make money. And none of that would be real. None of it would be real. Sorry. It's not going to be real. So that's the basketball. I can't wait to see it. And I'll tell you what. There's a lot of teams that can win it all just according to who they play and how things go. You know, without the injuries and everything else. It's going to be interesting, man. I cannot tell you who's going to win in the NBA. And it feels certain. Remember how you would always have like 2, 3, 4 teams. Like one of these months is going to win. It's just what it is. One of these teams is going to win. I mean, whatever. Just like college basketball, too. Not no more. I love it. That's what makes sports so fun. That's why it's my true love. I love sports. Love talking about sports. I love just talking about my side, your side, debating each side, whatever. You know what I mean? I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's pause real quick before we get into the NFL. We're going to talk a little bit about the draft, just a little bit, because this ain't the draft show. And then we're going to talk about some people on the move that left. Some free agents that sign with other people and how it impacts things like fantasy championships like this. You know, because this is where it starts. This is where the work starts for fantasy right now, before now. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in the work to win. That's why I had to get a case for all mine. I can't wear them on my fingers. I'd be like Jordan out here like, and on my toes and everything else. But enough humble brag. Let's pause real quick, and then we're going to jump right into the NFL. Guess who's back? Back again. Rally's back. Welcome back. All right, let's get into it. The NFL draft. I'm just going to put this out here right now. As a Washington fan, if we draft J.J., McCarthy, no offense, Sehan. You know what I'm saying? But if we spend the number 2 pick on J.J. McCarthy, who their team won games where he didn't even throw the ball in a whole half, I will denounce the Redskins from that one. I will find a new team. Whether I got to pick one out of a hat, I could care less. Because with new ownership, new coaches, everything else going on, you got a whole new regime. Whole new regime to start over, get a new stadium, do all these different things. And you do something like J.J. McCarthy? Come on, bro. That's something like the Vikings would do. No offense, my son loves the Vikings. But I think he might fit with the Vikings a little bit just because of their coach, the way their coach does. So maybe so. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I definitely would say I will not like Washington anymore if we draft J.J. McCarthy. Nope. But it's going to be interesting to see the moves with the draft. Because we've had so many moves already happen in trades. Usually during the draft, there's trades and stuff that coincide with the draft. But like we got teams like New England who's right there. What did they draft? Number 3? You know, are they going to take a quarterback? They got Jacoby Brissett. Do they care right now? You know, Bill's gone. Do they care about, do they feel like one of these quarterbacks is good enough for them? Or do they move down and try to stack picks because their roster is kind of weak? We'll see. And then we look at teams like the Vikings, like I said, try to move up, or if the Raiders try to move up or something like that. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait because there's so much talent. There's so much talent in this draft. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give it away. I want Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't even care what team he gets drafted by. I might draft him in the second round. Third, fourth round. But Marvin Harrison Jr., I think he's going to be an impact player. He's my guy. He's my favorite dude in the whole draft. I just think he's just box office, yo. I think he's box office. But let's get to some of the moves that was made. Obviously, just happened. Stephon Diggs gets traded from Buffalo. So obviously, where there was smoke, there was fire. There was some issues going on there. And he just wasn't living up to the potential of what the past couple years have been like, you know. Maybe is it Josh Allen doing too much on himself? I don't know. Who knows? But honestly, Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon going to the Texans with C.J. Stroud, people are going to be jumping all over this team for fantasy. Beware. Beware. I'm not saying beware about C.J. because C.J.'s going to get rid of the ball. And he can get points, but picking and choosing because Tank's still there. I mean, there's a bunch of players still there on that team. But adding Mixon and adding Diggs, how big of a contender are they now? I mean, they won a division last year. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be interesting to watch them. It's going to be interesting to watch. Aaron Jones and Sam Darnold go to my son's team, the Vikings. Is Sam Darnold the bridge quarterback if they want to draft one? Maybe they draft one later. Maybe they draft the dude from Washington, Penix. Maybe they draft somebody else that's later on. The dude from Florida State, who was dope that got hurt. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with this. That's what I love about it. That's what I love. But Aaron Jones, I think Aaron Jones will be good. You know what I mean? We already saw what the running backs did after Dalvin Cook was gone. So, and he's in the division. You know he's going to want to go after the Packers when he plays them twice. So that's going to be very, very interesting. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. I think everybody agrees. And I know out of your Falcon mind is hype. They hype because Kirk Cousins ain't a dude like that, but he's a dude. And all that team really needed was a dude. Cause they got players everywhere. Everywhere they could. Oh man, this could be showtime. You know, CJ, Kirk, which fantasy quarterback would you like? I guess it depends on what round, but CJ will probably go in like the third round. Kirk Cousins might go in like the fifth. I don't know, sixth. We'll see. But I think it's interesting to value what people value with that. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. So what? The Eagles always have running backs that are supposedly good, but they always get hurt. So add another one to the Eagles. Great job. Great job. They'll probably sound puffy because they love the tush push. Anyway. Yo, the whole screen went black when I said that. That's crazy. Meek Mill did that. He was trying to cut me off. And then we see Josh Jacobs to Green Bay to replace Aaron Jones. I love it. Because Aaron Jones just couldn't stay on the field. That team is young and up and coming. You get a sturdy, stable running back like Josh Jacobs who can still catch the ball. He still ain't got a lot of tread taking off his tire, so that could be a sneaky, sneaky play that people don't think about. Another sneaky play, Hollywood Brown going to the Chiefs, especially with Rice getting into trouble with the car accident. Hollywood Brown is somebody that he does struggle sometimes catching the ball. I was about to say he catches the ball, but I noticed some things, you know, Kyler Murray throwing it to him. But he's way better than Marquez Valdes-Scantley and all these other bumps. So that's going to be good, Patrick Mahomes having him. Interesting fantasy aspect with that. Another fantasy aspect. Derrick Henry. Not a Cowboy. Not a Cowboy. He's a Raven. How scary. First of all, when you think about the Ravens, when you play the Ravens, you already think tough. This team's tough. They're going to fight you. Da, da, da. And then you got Derrick Henry with his black visor with that uniform and that helmet. That's some scary shit. That could be scary. That could be scary. That could be what is it called? Thunder and lightning. Thunder with Derrick Henry and lightning with Lamar Jackson. I mean, that's crazy. Baltimore, I feel like, had to do a move like this after failing. No offense, my brother Derrick. Not my brother, but Juice's husband Derrick. People don't know. Derrick, you know who I'm talking about. No offense to your Ravens. I think your team is still loaded. Adding Derrick Henry is huge. You just got to keep Lamar healthy. And your wide receivers have to show up and catch the ball. Because Mark Andrews is going to still be there. He's still going to be there. So that's just, you know, well, I guess we could talk about him a couple more. What about Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley joining D-Hop in Tennessee? Is Will Levis ready to take over and enhance this talent that he has? Tannehill still around. Is he going to sign back? What's going on? But Will Levis has a cannon arm. We saw that. Calvin Ridley, D-Hop. That could be interesting in that division. Look at the division. Look at the AFC South. You got the Jaguars. You got the Jaguars who are supposed to be doing great. I don't know. You got the Titans, who I just talked about. Even though they got rid of Mike Vrabel. Why the hell would you get rid of Mike Vrabel? Anyway, the Colts. Can Anthony Richards stay healthy? What's his growth going to be now that he missed a lot of the year? You know what I mean? Jonathan Taylor, is he coming back healthy? Is he ready to go? You get rid of Zach Moss. To the big, what is the Bengals singing Zach Moss? This dude is still Zach Moss, like Zach Moss in Buffalo. I don't want it. Yo, the Bengals, why would your windows right now? Why would you get, you better, I just don't understand that. I just don't understand that. Jimmy, you got to tell me what's going on, Jimmy. I don't understand that move right there. I mean, I know you probably saved some money with Mixon, da, 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 but I don't understand it. And then another sneaky team that people be talking about, you know, Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears. Yeah, DJ Moore. Cole Kmet showing up. You know what I mean? Now you got Keenan Allen to go with it and Swift. That's interesting, especially if Caleb can live up to the hype. Because in that division, you got Detroit, who ain't stepping back that much, if at all. Then you got Green Bay, who we already know's on the rise with that young roster. Minnesota, they got the most talented wide receiver in the game and a superstar offensive coach. And their team is right there ready to do things too. Jordan Addison also. TJ Hockenson also. They got players. And then you talk about the Bears. That division might be sleepily one of the toughest ones of the year that nobody's talking about. I think that division's going to be tough. They might even get two or three playoff teams out of that. That's just a quick little nugget there for you. And of course, the drama of my boy Keith's team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, we got Russell Wilson, and to make it even better, we got Justin Fields, and we say Justin Fields is not going to play. He's just going to sit. Is he? Is he going to sit? What is Pittsburgh thinking about, dude? I understand they didn't know they were going to get Fields, so they took Wilson because Wilson's better than the Rudolph dude or the little baby hand dude from West Virginia, Pickett, that Keith thought was going to be the next superstar. I tell you what, my boy Keith loves his team, and he always so hopeful. So hopeful. I just stopped giving up. I gave up. I ain't hopeful no more. My team sucks all the time. It sucks all the time. But the Steelers always, they got the pedigree. Anytime you got TJ Watt, you always have it. If they don't show up this year at all, Mike Tomlin, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. So football's going to be great. We got big-time moves still ready to come. Big-time storyline still going. Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy. You know what I mean? They just got Mike Williams with the Jets, too. That team looks loaded. Is T. Higgins going to get traded? If he does, what's going to happen? What's Josh Allen going to do? There's a loaded wide receiver star cast in there. He lost Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. Who you looking at, bro? Who you looking at trying to get out? I think, did they get Curtis Samuel from us? Maybe so. And the last big topic before I wrap it up with my finality question or thought, that is, WrestleMania, baby! This is tomorrow! Tomorrow and Sunday. Jam-packed. jam-packed. Cody, I think Cody will finally get it. But I'll tell you what, if Cody Rhodes don't win the belt, after all he did to create a company to go against WWE, and then you make it successful, and then you leave to go back, and then you ain't won nothing since. Oh, wait a minute. You did win a tag team title with Jey Uso. Boo-boo. Nobody cares. Don't tell me that they were going to laugh at you if they don't give you the belt. They have to give you the belt, dude. And I think you're the perfect one to take it from Roman Reigns. And if that don't happen, I guess I'm going to talk like this. I can't make fun of his list. Why'd I do that? Unless I'm going to win for my family. The Rock making fun of him is the funniest shit I've ever seen. Cody Krabby. I love it. The Rock's always great. Rock's always great. No matter how old he looks, whatever else, he's great at everything. I can't wait for all the female matches. All the girl matches are fire. The only thing they're missing is Charlotte Flair. I mean, you got Bianca and Jade Cargill on the same team against Damage Control. That's just dope. Bayley tries to win the belt. I think she will. I like Bayley. Then you got the Uso versus Uso. Uso versus Uso. Yeet versus, I don't know what the other dude says. Jimmy, I don't know what Jimmy says, but I think that's going to be a highly entertaining match. Can't wait. A sleeper match I think sucks. Like, there's a few matches that I'm like, eh, like the Street Profit match. I think the Street Profits are dope, but they're just putting in some dumb storyline. And I think the Logan Paul triple threat, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, I'm just like, eh, Logan Paul's entertaining though. He's an entertainer, but the other two's eh. And then that big tag team match with all those teams in it. Eh. But they got the awesome truth. R-Truth and The Miz. Entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. I hope they win. And Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, their whole saga. It's great. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. Sneaky thing on the sideline. Big ups to WWE putting Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame. Much deserved. Much deserved. Can't wait to see it. I can't wait. Bouncing back and forth. Final Four. Final Four. WrestleMania. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Speaking of things that can't wait but should wait. Bronny James announced he's going to the NBA draft. You better slow down, bro. You better slow down. You can't even start on your USC team that won like 10 games. Dude, chill out. But see, I'm not even going to blame Bronny. Because we're out here talking about, earlier in the show, we were talking about the college stars, all these different players, da da da. His name ain't come up. I watched the McDonald's All-American game the other night, and I'm sitting there like, Bronny was one of them? And see, this is my problem with LeBron James. This dude had a heart problem or something last year. Almost died on the court. Almost died on the court, yo. You out here making this dude, I know he's making him do that because he's selfish. He's selfish. He knows he's getting hurt a lot. He ain't got much time left. He's already made it known to the world, like, I'm going to play with my son. Ha, ha, ha. Nothing can stop me. Hey, Mother Nature can stop you, bro. Mother Nature can. So you're trying to rush this kid out of his college life to come to the NBA where ain't nobody going to draft him unless you hold the team hostage, like, I will leave if you don't draft my kid or sign my kid. But then again, you're like God, right? What'd you say on the one podcast? I mean, God gave this to me. I could be the best at anything. I just chose basketball. This dude is the epitome, the oppositeness of that guy right there, Kobe Bryant. He's the opposite. He's the opposite. This guy wants everything. He wants to be hand-fed everything. Gimme, 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 gimme. I don't care what it does to you or your team or your organization. Just gimme, 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 gimme for me. Everything's about that for you. And as big and as gifted as you are and skilled, I mean, you're like the specimen. You're the game. You're the person that they create on the video game, NBA 2K, which Kobe is a six-time cover boy. Anyway, they create you. Except they make you be able to shoot free throws and not be scared to go to the hole in the end of the games or end of halves. And learn how to still shoot a three-pointer at the end of your career. You still can't shoot threes confidently. But you're a guy like that. Why you got to have everything handed to you? Take that stuff. Take it. Take it. Take it like the Mamba would. Take it like the Mamba would. I just don't understand it. if they allow this dude to be in the NBA because of LeBron James, I might stop watching. I probably won't because I love sports. But with all the betting and everything going on, you don't know who's setting up this and if it's legitimate or not. Why would the NBA even want this kind of storyline to even make things worse? Like the inmates are running the asylum out here. Like, he can just do whatever the hell he wants to do. But he's been doing it forever! And still only got 5 rings. And one of them was a bubble. And 2 of them, other people got for him. Just saying. So that's my rant on LeBron. Rant on LeBron. Bronny, this dude almost died last year. He ain't even a starter. People dog LeVar Ball all the time. And what did LeVar Ball do? He got 2 of his guys in the NBA making money. The other guys doing all kinds of other stuff. He almost made it to the NBA. He was in the G League, got 10-day contracts, stuff like that. LeBron, ease up, dude. Stop with all this me. I guess it's too late now. It's all about me. But speaking of me, Rally Rail is back in the building. Thank y'all for tuning in. Episode 204, long time coming. Look forward to our next Local Talent Tuesdays. They will be coming back very soon. We're going to have fantasy shows. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. I'm having the guys on for Raw so I can get in them. You know what I mean? No diddy. But thank y'all. Appreciate you. Always love. Relentless Sports Star, episode 204. And we out.